Welcome to the program Directions, brought to you by Professionals to the World. Directions is an educational program presenting true stories of the values and principles that will not only transform you, but also an entire community.
Today's story about friendship is shared with you by Charlene Potts of Westcliff, Colorado. It was our first month in an English town that splashed roses from every nook. Ancient stone houses decorated with lace curtains and miniature gardens lined the frowning gray streets. I was thrilled that my husband had been chosen to work in the North Yorkshire town of Harrogate, but I was also intimidated by the startlingly different culture. And nothing unsettled me more than the loud tramping of my children's feet on the wooden floor of the old stone church we attended that first Sunday morning. I felt as conspicuous as a Mack truck in an English country garden. We were dressed differently, we acted differently, even our shoes were different. For goodness sake, did we have to make a spectacle of ourselves as we trooped into the pew, disrupting the perfect silence? I felt like such an outsider. What I really needed was a friend. But I was shy about crossing the cultural barrier between us and the Yorkshire people. An hour later, as we left the church, I heard a warm voice behind me. "This must be the American lady. I love Americans." A set of arms grabbed me from behind in a bear hug. Astonished, I looked over my shoulder into two sparkling blue eyes and a cheery, red-cheeked face. She said her name was Eva. "You must come round for a cup of tea," she insisted. "It's the house on the corner with the yellow trim. If I'm not home, just put the kettle on. I'll be there soon." The first time I responded to Eva's invitation, she greeted me like a child opening the door to Father Christmas. "You've come," she squealed. After I was adequately hugged and kissed, we sat by the gas fire in a small, cluttered sitting room, sipping steaming mugs of tea. Eva's house was always overflowing with visitors. 17 pairs of feet around the kitchen, she said, kept her from washing the floor very often. She introduced the rest of her family, swelling with enthusiasm. "This is my big gorgeous. Isn't he wonderful?" At first glimpse, her husband John looked like an ordinary mortal. 6 feet tall, dark hair falling in his face, he spoke with a soft accent of a Yorkshire farmer, now turned nurse. He was the stabilizing force behind Eva's bubbling ways. The four Peapods were John and Eva's glowing teenagers, or daughters number 1, 2, 3, and 4. "Thank heaven for little girls," Eva would sing when one of the Peapods made off with her comb or brush. After we had lived in Yorkshire for some time, Eva inexplicably announced, "I've decided to make you my heart friend, and I want you to know that once you're my heart friend, you're my friend for life." After that, Eva would take me on hikes in the country. One afternoon as we stood beside a dancing waterfall, she asked, "Do you know what makes the music of the stream?" I confessed I'd never thought about it. "It's the rocks," she declared, "and it's rocks, the difficult things, that make the music in our lives." Her preaching was a match for John Wesley. "We don't have any earthly riches," she often said. "People are our treasures." She was right. She had never had any riches. Coming from a bleak coal mining town, she had sometimes seen her older brother, in a fit of rage, knock her mother down. Her mother had died of tuberculosis when Eva was only 12 years old. Leaving school at 16, she moved to Yorkshire. Its emerald green hills delighted her color-starved eyes. She took a job with a Yorkshire farmer and raced up and down the hills, chasing sheep along the black stone walls that decorated the dales like ribbons. Filled with the joy of life, her robust songs could be heard half a mile away. Someone dragged her into one of the little stone churches that adorned every village like a Christmas card. There, a great change came over her life, and her loud singing of pop tunes turned into equally loud songs of praise to God. In one of those churches, she met and married John Hemsley. They were what some would consider poor. There was no heat in the upstairs of their house, and Eva had to drag a laundry tub down to the fireplace to bathe her shivering babies. Their old car often broke down. Yet they were rich. They always had a Yorkshire pudding to share with a stranger or a cup of tea for a friend. Eva never stopped being thankful for the new, love-filled life that overshadowed her stark, godless childhood. And her thankfulness overflowed in warm affection to everyone around her. Truly, as she said, her home was filled with treasures. No one who knew Eva will ever forget her and her lavish gift of friendship, especially me, a stranger in Yorkshire.
Thanks for listening to us. Don't miss the next edition of Directions on this station. Visit our website, valuesandprinciples.org, for more information on Professionals to the World. Have a great day.